This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 603 in the series. This shares the Economic Development Subcommittee meeting that was held on Wednesday, September 15, 2021. The meeting was conducted in a hybrid mode. Three committee members present were in the council chambers. One was missing, along with the public participants and the town administration staff in the council chambers. Others were able to participate via the Zoom conference bridge. Links to the meeting agenda and to my notes are included. The meeting recording runs about 37 minutes. So let's listen to the Economic Development Subcommittee meeting for September 15, 2021.
There we go. All right.
Toast.
Good evening, everyone. Seeing that it is 5:46 p.m., I'd like to call the Economic Development Subcommittee meeting for September 15th to order. Here's a note to residents. All citizens are now welcome to attend public board and committee meetings in person. Additionally, in an effort to maximize citizen engagement opportunities and to comply with the open meeting law regulations, citizens will be able to continue to dial into the meeting using the provided phone number, cell or landline required, or citizens can participate via Zoom by clicking on the attached link on the agenda, or you can watch it live streamed on Franklin TV. The phone number is 1-929-205-6099. The meeting number is 884-2719-4649, and then press pound. Tonight we are going to talk about wayfinding signs. And we started this discussion, I think, when we had our listening sessions last summer. And I think it was Councilor Chandler brought this up, yes. And we all thought it was a great idea. And we've been discussing it a little bit. I don't know. So I know that Councilor Frangillo has some examples that he would like to show us. But I don't know, Jamie, if you wanted to talk first, or we let Kobe go, or if Brian wants to talk.
I only got a few sentences, believe it or not. Really, to give you a quick update, Madam Chair, to the EDC. As you know, there was a recommendation in the market report two years ago now. And wayfinding signs, I think, was high on everybody's list generally. I think I explained in previous meetings the complication sometimes with wayfinding signs, both in the emotions that come out over the design and what also gets put on it, mm-hmm. In terms of where you put the directions. But most notably, one of the difficulties is just where you put them. Oftentimes they require easements, particularly off the interstates. If there's signs that come off the exits or something, you know, you have to work through MassDOT on all those and Mass Highway. We did actually start an internal committee, as we suggested we were going to. A staff committee. And the good news is the committee got formed. They did meet once. The bad news is then Anne-Marie Tracy left 4 weeks after their first meeting. But the good news is we just hired Lily Rivera, who's here tonight. So a little bit of an up and down. And, yep. And I think that, you know, with the community planning office, the DPW, you know, with the work that Anne-Marie had done, you know, we put that in her court. Because she had the analytics and was working on some numbers about what might get the best visibility and stuff like that. So I hate to say that the project kind of took a bit of a hiatus and a pause. She left in June. I think they met in May. And so we're here tonight to say there really hasn't been much more progress from the town side other than hiring Lily. And in due time, I'm sure Lily and the staff will get back together to have some meetings on what might be the process moving forward. So
excellent.
That's the brief update on my end, Madam Chair. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. First, I want to let people know that here in chambers with me is Councilor Jones and Councilor Frangillo. You can see everybody right now. So I think that's okay. We, I know that it's been kind of tough. It's okay when people leave, but we wanted to Councilor Frangillo put together a list of examples of wayfinding signs, because I think some people were a little confused what they do. What is their purpose? Where would they go? So I was going to let Kobe go over his list.
Sure. Thank you. This came because we had talked about sort of branding and wayfinding. Mm-hmm. And someone on the committee had asked if anyone does this and if any towns do this. And so I found all the towns that I could on a quick Google search that have done this. There's a whole list that we've all been able to see. Some of the ones that I thought did this particularly well. And my main sort of point is that wayfinding signs are one thing to exist, but I think that it speaks more to the need of a community branding discussion and branding guidelines and some cohesion across all things we do. Now, wayfinding signs would probably be the most visible of them, but any publications that we put out and our website and different signs around town to have some cohesion of who are we, what is the image that we're trying to project, so that it gives residents some idea of place and home, and also gives other people sort of attracts other people to town as it's a town that I want to get to. So part of branding is coloring and its fonts. And that's going to be true for signs, but it's also what is it that's core to Franklin that we're trying to get across. So I think that there's a need for a larger conversation than just what do we put on a sign. And so the examples that I think are best are the ones that do that, where there's the elements that they have developed. The actual wayfinding signs that they have developed are not just clean looking signs, but they're getting something across about the town, and they've come across, they've sort of agreed on their town colors and signs and slogans and wordings that they want to use and font. So a few to choose, to sort of pick out would be like North Adams.
Okay, so can Alicia click on North Adams? And maybe you can explain, like the colors, the fonts, like what is their
yeah,
so to say their branding.
Right? Yeah, they have uniform colors across the board, but it's also a place that you want to go to, right? Like there's some they've been able to capture a little bit of their downtown in a sort of simplified form, and have a whole bunch of branding packages that then can be used. Whenever they put out anything, and including placemaking murals and signs and all that. Yeah. So if you keep going, there's a whole package of signs that they use. But I thought that was a strong example.
So that is like when you see that picture of that. Is that like a factory or some kind of historic building?
Yeah.
Then you know it's an informational sign.
Right, right.
It's about the town.
It's going, yeah. It's going to catch your eye as, okay, there's a town town sign, and they're able to use it for their website and other materials. But it's it as a resident, it's like, yeah, I would wear a shirt like that, right? I would want to be proud of my town, and we have something to just sort of get behind. For someone who's actually looking to get around, it's like, okay, I know what I'm looking for when I want to see a Franklin sign. Franklin signs as they stand come from entirely missable we have green ones at our rec or at our field, and at and obviously the old town of Franklin, sort of a green and brown, which is not the most fun of colors, and sort of blend in into the environment, but they also are not consistent with the blues that we typically associate with town, and you know, across everything that, that we do, we have all different fonts and colors going, and even logos and slogans and all of that. So I think that it would be worth going through, and I don't know what it looks like. I don't know how much this costs. I don't know whether we have to subcontract that or whether it's something that someone on staff can do. But before we just put up signs, it seems necessary to go through a branding process, I would think.
Councilor Jones.
In regards to the branding, in regards to, you know, what exactly the way would signs be pointing towards, I think just by way of suggestion is we might want to consider the interests of the cultural district, you know, what the items are that are already noted in the cultural district's list of locations that people may want to consider visiting, and have Waywood signs that are accentuating those parts of the cultural district, whether they fall in line with something that's a kind of a motif that's already a staple of the cultural district. If they have something, Tom might be able to answer that question better than me.
But if there's a
branding that's kind of already been in discussion with the cultural district, maybe we can kind of get in line with them, or at least have a discussion with them in regards to, okay, we have you know, the library, we have the historical museum, we have the fire department, a whole bunch of different things, all of which fall within the Franklin cultural district. If we could kind of come up with a collective idea behind what the branding should be like, I think, in my opinion, the obvious one being Ben, and then we kind of take that and roll with that in some kind of, I agree with you in a sense, the branding is good. I've been in North Adams.
Fantastic.
A friend who lived in North Adams. I don't necessarily remember the building that they're talking about in that setting, but if I were to go there, I would probably see it and be like, oh yeah, that's North Adams, because it's their staple, obviously, that makes them proud of their community. So I think there's really the one thing that we would have to come to an agreement upon is what is it that we want to put in our branding, A, that would be a clear representation of the town of Franklin, but B, kind of like them, you go to North Adams, you see this building, you automatically make an association with that community. What is it we want to have that's in kind of an automatic association, but yet falls in line with the work that's already been done? And I think to avoid some political conflicts as to who gets on those Waywood signs, they would already fall in line with something that we already have set up, if that makes sense.
Thank you, Councilor Jones. I think the cultural district does have a sign already. And Brian is here, or Jamie.
Through Madam Chair, really quickly. So those signs, just to do a little, so those signs that are up right now are actually prescribed signs that are required by the state to be installed with their design. Okay. So the reason why I think that that's important is I would resist duplicating that, mainly because that's their consistent brand, if you will, across the state for just cultural districts. I'm not saying you couldn't patch into the colors or whatnot, but I think, yeah, North Adams will have those same signs somewhere in their historic district, cultural district, excuse me, that don't look anything like these.
Exactly the same as the ones that are in Franklin.
Exactly. And the state did change them over the last few, poor Brian. The state did change them. Right when we got certified, we got an inherit of the old signs, and then we had to wait for the new ones to come in. Mm-hmm. I like some of the locations where we installed them, to be completely blunt. Given the cultural district walk this year that was happening, it was not a heavy lift for the DPW to put them in at the established locations that were requested. I did ask the cultural district to give me recommendations, and they did. I think a few of them are really well done. I certainly have heard some feedback to the contrary from a few other people. Nothing hostile, it's just differences of opinion. And I think it gets to the point of signage, like this, mm-hmm. I can assure you this effort by the city of North Adams was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And to quote Councilor Frangillo's point, in Salem, if you go to there, you don't have to, but I know Mayor Driscoll quite well. They put a tremendous amount of hotel tax money and they did go through an extensive process that Councilor Frangillo is outlining. And I think to get to the level that you want to get to here, it is hiring an outside firm. That firm would likely be managed by an internal committee, probably led with Lily, because she comes from the private sector of public relations firms that does this type of stuff. There are a lot of companies out there that can do it. If you notice that list, Foxborough, North Adams, Salem, and to a lesser extent, a few other communities, really you're looking at Chelmsford, because one of the differences that you show with North Adams is they're trying to drag people in for a tourist perspective. When you're not just driving by North Adams, you're just not, you're going there, right? I don't know many people driving down, just like, hey, let's go see what's up, and then we just, oh, look at this, it's here. Whereas Franklin's in a unique position where you got two interstates, right, and you are getting unquestionably major spillover traffic from Foxborough, from Great Woods, from Marlboro, so a marketing consultant that would do a branding exercise would go through an extensive process if you're doing it right. And you're going to invest in that kind of money to put up those kind of size signs. Because once you put them up at the exit ramp, then you got to direct people when they get to King Street. Right. Then you got to direct them so you got to keep that consistent. I would agree with Councilor Frangillo, one last point, that at one point the town did seem to put up signs that were the Hunter Green, mm-hmm. and Cream Brown. We want to have more color debates. But and then Panther Blue took over. And our website's Panther Blue. And we've traditionally in recent years, in working with Anne Marie, but the superintendent myself have talked about this quite a bit. And we've just kind of gotten to a point where from an administrative standpoint, we've really doubled down on the blues.
Yeah.
One, because it's more modern. And two, because we know, and I'm not saying it because of my suit, but blue is unquestionably the most inviting and easiest on the eyes. That's what brings people in, are blue colors. It just is. So, I think that this is something of a great discussion. We're certainly looking for feedback on how to move forward. But, if we're going to go through an extensive process like this, it certainly will cost some money. And it's not to say that we can't appropriate money at some point for it, but we'd have to go out and get some quotes, and talk to some marketing and branding expertise, do some market research, and then come back to the council at some point at EDC and say, this is what some of the stuff that we found. Eventually we would have to go out to bid for something of this magnitude in all likelihood. So, we'd have to also consider factors like that, where you might get a company that bid the lowest, but maybe they're not the company we want to do the work, right?
Well, we would need servicing too, obviously, because they'd have to have a contract with somebody who would be responsible for servicing and maintaining those weight sets.
We would have to, that's a very good point.
I don't think it would be an in-house thing we would do for the simple fact that we're down six employees down the DPW.
There is a sign shop down there, but we can't expect everything to come from that.
Yeah, it would have to be a contract. And it would have to be something we'd have to put in the budget to maintain that contract.
I think Council Jones, if you're going to put them in and you're going to put the resources into the effort, the maintenance plan would have to be a part of that as well. Absolutely. That's why the DPW is obviously on the internal committee as a sign expert. Yeah. So just a few thoughts. Thank you.
I was wondering if Lily has any thoughts on wayfinding signs. And branding.
As she's walking up here to the microphone, she may not have thoughts on wayfinding signs, but I would interject to say that I know for a fact we discussed on Monday, bright and early, right when I got back, waiting at the door. I'm sure she's really happy with what she's hearing tonight, because she was very, very emphatic that doing the branding exercise first is really the most critical piece before you just start sticking signs in the ground. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Yeah, that's basically the conversation.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's just a conversation I had with Jamie. Especially when we're talking about outsourcing with a marketing agency, we want to make sure that we have a concrete understanding of what our brand is, and we don't get into in a situation where we're working with people who, you know, even though it's their job to understand the town and, and really define your brand, you want that definition to be from within. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get in a situation where we have, I mean, quote unquote, outsiders, I guess you could say, telling us who it is that we are.
Right.
So I, as I'm sort of exploring my role, I'm thinking about those things. I'm like, okay, well, where's the Pantone colors for our brand? And I'm not finding them. I'm trying to find our logos and things like that. And I'm mm-hmm. noticing that they're different. If you actually, the emblem or
yep.
the logo
yeah.
behind
yep.
The counselors.
Ben.
Yeah.
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 Our that, town seal.
Yeah. The color, it's like gold. But if you, when you first walk into the building, it's like a weird rainbow. So I'm just seeing a lot of inconsistencies yeah. just in that aspect of it.
Yep.
I agree. But I also would encourage you to note that, you know, if we do get, well, hopefully we'll be able to do some type of community branding and actually get, you know, things written down on paper. And that way we know, you know, what our brand is and we can communicate that to everyone. But also keep in mind that, rebranding doesn't happen overnight.
No.
It's maybe like a long drawn out process. Even when you just look at like the town vehicles and things like that. And I think wayfinding signs is definitely a part of that process. And it's just those signs would also have to focus on our brand itself once we've defined it together as a mm-hmm. community. So while we're looking at those different interest groups, they don't operate sort of in a silo. They make up our community. So it's something that within the creative process, we want to consider them as well. But also everyone does have an opinion, but ultimately we all have to put our opinions together to really create the essence of who we are, where we're going. So that's really my thoughts.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you.
And just, I would take one leap even a little higher than where Councilor Frangillo went is, I think the identity part is even a piece of that before even the branding, to Lily's point, you know, who are we?
Right.
You know, we're not North Adams.
No.
You know, I love North Adams. I love Massmoka. It's a beautiful city. I've climbed Mount Greylock many times, but we're not North Adams. So who are we? And I think, you know, still, I think the Councilor Frangillo's point about the colors and Lily brought up the Ben Franklin, she had to bring up those, that mm-hmm. they are inconsistent.
Yeah.
And yep. it does kind of leave the naked eye kind of like, which way are we going?
Right.
So I think it's a great economic development tool. I think it's something the town should certainly focus on. I think it would be the biggest box to check off of that MAPC study. It would probably check a few boxes. So
can you click on Lincoln? Just see a couple of
examples. Please.
Thank you.
Shocker, green. That's Lincoln.
That's yeah. Lincoln.
They yeah. land of open space.
Oh, there's some wayfinding signs.
Yeah,
pretty.
Yep.
Pretty simple. It's very almost simple. Like going. Yeah, it's like going up. It's like going up to Northern New Hampshire and going skiing. You get some basic wayward signs. Yeah.
And to your point, Councilor Jones, that's their. That is their brand. I mean, Lincoln is a rural town. They've protected open space well before protecting open space was even cool. Yep. Mass Audubon helps. It does. They've got an excellent train station. You know, mm-hmm. they're yeah. great examples to think through, like, who are you? Mm-hmm. Who's the town of Franklin? Who are we?
Oh, look what's... at those.
Perfect.
The wood tones. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say Kobe?
Smiling.
What'd you say, Kobe?
The wood tones.
The wood tones.
Yeah, all the woods in there.
Your okay, favorite. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting to think about the possibilities for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
But I definitely agree with you that, you know, we as Franklin, we have to look back in on ourselves and say, who are we? Yeah, okay, blue definitely fits into our
yeah.
our color motif because of the schools and stuff. But who are we as a town that we would fit with the design, we would ultimately end up with a design that would fit that image.
That's
the real.
And you have a great opportunity here where the census is going to come out by the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And we've tried to schedule a presentation for the October 20th meeting to have the town clerk come in and give an overview on the census.
Right. Yep.
Well, that's a pretty good moment in time to like look forward 10 years and look at the numbers and where you're at as a community and what do you want to look for almost for the next 10 or longer, and kind of create an identity based off some of these numbers and some of this information and help define who the community is.
So in 10 years, when 25% of our population are senior citizens, we can start focusing on handicap signs and stuff like that too, right?
Well, I think we should start now.
Part of that, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for the examples. Do you have another one you want us to see?
No, I think you get the point. I'm glad you chose Lincoln. I think that was another, because that's the exact opposite sort of extreme of that. In terms of colors and fonts, and again, we would revisit this, but we did actually, the whole high school branding, we did subcontract out, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but that we like brought in a pretty big like logo guy. If I remember, that it was like something like it was like the NHL All-Star Game logo he had just designed or something like that, and then he designed our, so like we did put some money and thought into this, and I think, you know, building off of that will maybe save some expense. But yeah, I hope that the conclusion, my conclusion at least of this conversation is that we can empower our town administration to seek opportunities to enact a community branding discussion soon, so that the, you know, sign discussion can sort of follow that, and any other discussions.
Right.
Way of suggestion. I think we honestly just need a group to sit down and kind of hash out some ideas, albeit, you know, Kobe's got an exceptional interest in this, along with, you know, Lily. Brian.
There is a group. Well, it was a wayfinding sign group, but it could be a branding group.
Right.
Brutus was involved for sure, because a lot of that stuff is on State Highway in North Adams. You know, we have to work with the state on some of the stuff in terms of where we place them, you know, eventually, and things of that sort.
So maybe a
planning board, because they know where the traffic is.
Yeah. So it may be an EDC member should be on that as well, maybe, or a visitor to the meetings.
Sure. I do think that if we do subcontract out, like I've been a part of these processes before where the very first step they do is this like interactive analysis, workshop. Analysis. Like, yeah, you put out different ideas and okay, right, what does this thought make you think? You know, they'll like ask some random question and be like, if this town was a president, which president would be? And then you have to explain that. You know, it's like all these like weird abstract things to get them their like, mind going. So I do think
we can
trust some professionals, but I certainly think that we are the stakeholders and need to make sure that we're having that process.
Is this something that we could potentially approach our CPC with in regards to funding for the future?
I think at the time of needing a sign, that could be a fund.
Like and where the sign.
Can, right. You know, it's like, all right. I'm thinking initial funding.
Jamie.
Through you, Madam Chair. If you use CPC funds, you're not getting this process started for 17 months.
I wouldn't expect it to. But even between now and 17 months would be time spent just even coming up with figuring out who the town of Franklin is. I mean, it could take upwards of 17 months just to figure out what exactly we would want Franklin to have in regards to Waywood signs. Anyways, that's not really a long period of time when it comes to coming to a definitive conclusion as to what our branding is ultimately going to be. When it comes to funding, that's something that we could put forth to the CPC. Am I wrong in that sense?
Through you, Madam Chair.
Jamie.
Yes and no. I guess, but the point I was trying to make is if you're going to go all in and hire a professional branding, project manager, you really want that person or that business to be here for the length of the project. It certainly is going to take that length of time, Councilor Jones, no question, if not longer, to implement a full vision. But if you're going to go through the who are we first, you still want someone to facilitate that.
Yeah.
You know, unless you want us to facilitate it, but it's just dragging staff time down in the competition of projects, and it probably, but then two, you need an appropriation to pay somebody to do that. And I guess the point was, is if you're going to do that, the appropriation on the CPC is not going to come
until
the fall of 2022. Whereas right around the corner in a few months, the capital plan process will go forward. But we're just talking about it today, developing the fall work plan schedule. You know, we'll get the free cash certified probably at the beginning of November-ish. You know, we'll start the capital plan process around December with the departments and come before the capital subcommittee, finance committee, and in the council in December, January, February, just like we normally do.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an appropriation opportunity for sure there. And it would also probably give Lily and the staff a little bit of time to do some market research, maybe even reach out to the schools, find out who they used to do the Blues and the Panther, which I think is a great idea to try to see if there's some synergy there. Because we know the schools sell a lot of sweatshirts, which I know this is a part of it. You got to get the merch involved, the hats, the shirts, the swag. And so, you know, I think we would want to reach out to some companies and just do some market research. Like, what is this costing today? Are firms really busy? Are they desperate for work? I have no clue. So maybe if we could give Lily a little time to maybe spend some time to do a little bit of research and maybe come back next month or something. I'm thinking out loud.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. Brian, do you have any, you look writing things down. I didn't know if you have, you wanted to say anything. You look like you need to stand up and say something.
I will be happy to say something. Jamie doesn't know this, probably 6 or 8 years ago, my department developed a grant application for a wayfinding, start the wayfinding process. And it was just a small state grant. They only give out like 1 or 2 a year. And those examples, North Adams is a good example of what they would produce, the basics of it. And then, of course, but I do believe that you do need to look at townwide and what we want to look like in general. You mentioned the cultural district. I think there was a lot of money and time that went into actually developing that type of thing. And of course, the Panther Blue and all of the other issues. And I think to blend things together might be a heck of a project in itself. You know, end up with something.
Yeah.
And it would also be a shame that every single town property has to have a, you know, change up signs. Of course, it's going to cost a fortune, but so it's going to be a longer term type of thing. And I know Jamie had mentioned the interstates. Well, yes, trying to get people in to the downtown and get people here is a very important component. But at the same time, maybe you're doing a 10 block area in the downtown area, the wayfinding signs there 1 year, and then you're doing the outside, you know, going a little bit farther, you're phasing it out a little bit. Mm-hmm. So anyway, those are my thoughts. And yes, we have love the project. I'm sure that Lily's going to do a great job and will help as much as you can. So.
Excellent. Thank you, Brian. Does anyone have any? Audience participation tonight, Steve Sherlock.
Good discussion.
Name and address.
Could you share that so that others can at least follow through and be part of the discussion that way in terms of checking out the examples? And then secondly, another data point, 2028 is a significant year for Franklin. So not just who are we, who do we want to be 2028 for those? Otherwise, 250th anniversary.
Right. So. Yep, that's a good point. Really good. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. You wrote that down.
Yeah.
Any other final comments? I think this is pretty exciting. I think it's great that we're thinking about it and where people want to do it. And I think it's going to make a huge difference. I think you have something else to say, James.
Just one other thing. Well, this is a little bit of a preview. Don't worry. Brian was at a tech review today, so you may not have the latest, but so on October 2nd at the Harvest Festival, there's going to be a booth there while we kind of are on this topic to unveil the origins and the beginnings of the downtown zoning analytics and diagnostic study that's going to get done. So MAPC is going to have a booth. There's going to be a rotation of a few staff members there as well. And I asked them to get the dates set of when some of those public sessions could happen on the downtown zoning piece that Councilor Frangillo was referencing earlier, you know, with sticky notes or, you know, all that type of stuff. Charrettes. And so, you know, I think we want to make sure we don't commingle them too much so people get confused, but I think there is some actual synergy that's there. I don't think anybody in town would disagree that wayfinding signs, the lowest hanging fruit is obviously trying to point people to downtown, the cultural district, and those amenities and those venues and those places that we want people to either plan their visit or accidentally fall upon. So, you know, some of this may kind of continue to go over the next few months as well. So I think there's plenty of opportunity, hopefully, for everybody to chime in on these issues and see what they want for the future of Franklin to be.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. I agree.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we could put out like a celebrity trail walk down School Street and stuff.
Like Councilor Jones's house.
We're gonna ask.
I had to inject a little humor into this conversation.
With the town emblem, the town seal. Who's the house with the town seal sticking out on the
floor?
Oh, the parrot. Oh, the town seal.
The parrot.
The parrot. Okay, this is great. It's very exciting. It's a great start of a conversation. I like it when we can just be kind of. We just go with the flow.
It's very forward thinking, but and Steve, thank you for bringing up the 2028. Birthday point. That's a
Franklin's birthday.
That's key. Yeah.
And I'm putting her a little on the spot, but just so I don't commit to something that we can't cash. Lily, do you think it's within your wheelhouse to be able to get some market research done on this stuff over the next several weeks? I imagine that's doable, right? Of just what some branding companies might be and.
Oh, she's already started. Excellent. So next month we can, you think next month?
I thought somebody was going to say, let's do next week.
No, that's cool. Councilor Frangillo wants next week. I'm okay with
it. Yeah, we could just make the date right now and you could say October 20th if you want. There's a council meeting that night.
October 20th.
I don't believe there's any other subcommittees that night. So
it works.
Is that too soon or?
Yeah.
Or we could at least give an update?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see where we get by October 20th.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you, Lily. And with that, I would accept a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
I need a second.
Oh, second.
A second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008. And used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.